Welcome to another adventure of Bawdry Buffet, the Cruise Detective. Adapted from the beloved books by Dame Drusa Scream, despite what she would have wanted. This week's episode, Dunk or Drown, based on the book Swish Swish Splash Splish. Chapter 1. An inside job.
Okay, run me through it one more time.
I just don't see why.
Chris, it is Chris, right? Chris, every crime has a mastermind, so we good guys, we get inside that mind. And it's just like you do need my help, so...
His wife starts filming with the iPad when he's at the top of the slide.
Henry, look down here. Wave, Henry.
He sits on his tube, a double-seater with extra cup holders.
Go, Henry. Just go. Yes, I'm filming. Oh, you coward. Lifeguard, push him.
He slides down to spite his wife. She pans down to see him come out, but he never does.
Oh, can we speed this up already? Henry? Baby, are you stuck again?
His empty tube reaches the bottom, but Henry wasn't found anywhere in the water park. He goes in a water slide and never comes out.
I've never seen anything like this. Have the test come back? Does the slide have a trap door?
Neil, or... no. Quit it.
Quit what?
We do not want your help. I only gave you the information because no one else has her cell phone number.
Yeah, but I only do because she texted me a Bitmoji where I die, and my phone's at 38%.
Call her. We only have a few days. They're even talking about calling in the captain.
He's gonna be here? Oh, wow. Do you think he'll do meets and greets?
I know that he won't.
Do you think he'll do meets and greets with cheeses and meats?
What? What is that?
I just don't know that it exists now that I say it.
It's something you made up? Do you hear it? Do you hear how dumb that is?
It meets twice.
Neil,
yeah.
Why are you telling me this?
Is there a chance the slide turned him into a blood mist?
No, Neil. There isn't. Call her.
Okay.
I like helicopters for the same reason I love water slides. Fast, dangerous, perfect for forecasting local traffic. And they mean I'm needed somewhere urgently. Like a cruise crime scene or the business end of a cannonball splash. The crime worked out great with my sketch. I had intended to visit the soft open of the new Premier Water Park cruise, but then a parked seaplane exploded in the Galapagos and the incident fell into my jurisdiction. But now a jilted tortoise wrangler was behind bars, and a tube ride was gobbling up people. I was finally right where I wanted to be. Sea Place presents the Soak Opera, the only place wetter than the ocean. It had everything. Pools so deep they nearly touched the ocean, go-karts that dipped in and out of lazy rivers, somehow without electrocuting a single teen, and like both its namesakes, the Soak Opera's slides were long, loud, and full of constant twists and turns.
Bidge, you're here! See guys, I told you she'd come. I can tell when she's read the text, she doesn't have to respond.
Neil! Okay, I see you still exist.
Thank you. The captain would like to see you right away. And not even the regular captain, the cop type captain.
Yeah, I heard they called in a fixer. Maybe he has some theories about this Henry whodunit.
That really works because his name was Henry and he disappeared and we don't even know who did it. Cool quip.
What's going on? What's that hideous thing on your face? Is that a smile? Turn that frown right side down.
I just figured, since I usually end up helping you on a case, that maybe this time I'd lean into it.
That won't and never did happen, but I don't have time. Captain, good to see you.
Hello.
I shook disproportionate hands with none other than Shaquille O'Neal. After doing those carnival commercials, Mr. Shaq asked for a demotion from chief fun officer to captain of cruise crimes. He wanted to give back, be on cruises, and solve the question of what Shaq does now. Turns out he's great at all three of those. If Sea Place is bringing in the big and tall guns, they must want this thing solved fast. When's the grand opening?
On Thanksgiving.
Good. Man, this is a juicy one. Simple, perplexing. This could be one of my cases they adapt into a riddle.
They based the icicle stabbing one off you, right?
Not now, Neil. The huge people are talking.
I am taller than her, though.
What the F are you doing?
I presumed you've lined up witnesses and cleared all the slides for me to test.
I love law enforcement. I love cops. I love being a cop.
Oh, Shaq. You're the best in the biz. A couple bizzes, actually. I cannot wait to get started.
Captain Shaq, I've got the radar scans you requested.
Dr. Quarium, I didn't realize you were consulting as well.
Oh, Buffet. Yes, I'm looking at any dubious marine life, but unless a walrus snuck on board with a fake mustache on his real mustache, I've found nothing so far. Neil, was that one of your theories?
It's close enough.
I do have some suspicious shrimps to show you by the wave pool, though.
I'm in charge. Everything will go right.
Excellent. Wondrous to see you again, Buffet. Oh, and you are?
Practically nobody.
That was my guess. Right this way, Captain.
Neil. Did the victim's tube have fabric that you sit on, or was it open?
Fabric, I think.
This sucks. I let my hopes get up once.
What?
I solved it.
Already? Was it something from my list?
No, your list is Twilight Zone fanfiction nonsense. It's a casserole of stupid, but if she's here, it can only be one thing.
Yeah, who was she? Why'd she have all those barnacles in her lab coat?
Mostly it's a low-carb snack. Dr. Kelpsey Quarium, my former roommate, current smug jerk, and most importantly, shark scientist.
Oh, dip, really?
Did you say dip?
I think.
You are just trying anything, just to see what sticks.
Well, now it sounds like I've got a winner with dip. Anyway, what were you saying about a shark?
You ruined my scary news.
Chapter 2. A park, a shack, a shark, attack.
Henry! 50 good years. 55 years total. And it ends on a slide.
No one watches a water slide unless their friend is coming down. So as Henry hesitates, a shark swims up the slide into the tunnel.
Uh-huh.
Henry drops directly into its mouth, single bite, mac and cheese ball style, no blood. And it sneaks out under his opaque double tube, back into the trench lagoon saltwater pool, where it probably still waits.
Shouldn't we tell everyone? Or at least Captain Shaq?
Not until I get some answers. Your sure Quarium went on that lazy river?
Yep, it was about a full rotation ago, so... Oh yeah, here she comes.
Excellent.
So I am helping.
You just haven't gotten the way yet.
Buffet, walk with me.
You know, there's two kinds of people. Those who sit in the tube, go with the flow, drink in front of children. And then those who stick their legs all the way down to power walk through children. The Kelpsey I knew was the first one.
People change, bitch. If life's gonna throw big fake waterfalls at you, you might as well get them over with.
Ooh.
Come on.
You were dead. We all did. You were stung in the heart by, what was it, a death kraken jellyfish? They said not even a transplant could...
I had a problem no one else could solve, so I did it myself. You could say I learned it from you.
Don't dodge the question by being right about how cool I am.
I created a cure from enzymes in the flipper glands of a penguin.
Where'd you find the species?
Arctic Circle, right by the North Pole, where that alleged friend of yours.
His name is Santa, and he's real, and he's my enemy, and I am not ready to talk about it yet.
Now then, you think I let the shark into the pool?
You're a shark fanatic. You used to stay up for a week straight watching Shark Week.
And so did you. You love a worthy opponent. And who's a better murderer than a shark? Can you imagine if they had guns for teeth and not just knives? You'd love it. We know they deserve more than to be the villain in direct-to-DVD animated movies.
So you let the shark in. Oh God, go-kart approaching. Watch out.
Nope, I arrived only after the incident. Ask your little tall friend. What's his name? Bland?
Pretty much, but if you know about the shark, why hide it?
I didn't want to start a panic.
You think that works? Have you seen Jaws?
I'll accept the first one, which proves my point. If they knew about the shark at the beginning, the movie would be bad.
Fine, but I need your help getting the shark out of here quietly.
Don't worry, I have just the thing.
Okay, I'll come with you. Just wait up for a second.
No time! Meet me at the pool!
Shh.
towel?
That's just a Sandy Clorox wipe.
Yeah, no one will give me towels.
Aquarium's lying. She may not have snuck in the shark, but she made up a fake cure to why she's not dead.
How do you know?
Pop quiz. Are penguins in the North Pole or the South Pole?
South.
Correct. Total guess?
Dip.
Something's fishy, and not just the prehistoric party pooper in the pool who ate a beloved husband and father. Where's the snack hut?
This way. But how can I help?
What is this? What's this whole new gung-ho let me help Neil? Don't you have a pathetic job to get back to?
Well, yeah, I collect lost wigs with a pool skimmer, but I asked Captain Shack if I could assist you, and he shrugged affirmatively.
Soft pretzel. I want to pick it out with my hands.
No.
You've touched a lot of them.
Shut up. Wait, let me hold these two in my hand.
You're not supposed to.
They're heavy in my palms.
They shouldn't be.
This one doesn't taste like a crouton. Give me a new one.
I think you're being unreasonable.
Give me the cold one. Hand me the dry piña mix. But why do you suddenly care about... Oh, Neil. Neil. Do you think you're my Watson?
Yeah, like from elementary. Well, you have the brains, but I can help with like the moral compass stuff.
Buddy, you're not noble. You're just polite. And that's a polite way of saying you're a coward.
See, for example, I would suggest you don't say something that hurts my feelings that bad.
If you're not a coward, go on that water slide right now.
Squash drop? See, I would, but water slides remind me of Splash Mountain, which I'm really scared of.
A thing designed exactly for second graders who need glasses, yeah.
Because every time the fox is gonna throw the bunny into the briar patch, the bunnies all know I'll die.
Every time, as if you expect it to change, like it's some VR shit.
So when the drop happens, I'm convinced the bunny is dead, but I hope he's in a better place.
It is a rabbit and you're a man. Call it a rabbit.
But it turns out the bunny really wanted to be thrown down there because he lives all happy with his bunny family in the briar patch.
Call it a rabbit. Don't you dare use W's where you don't have to.
His bunny mommy, his bunny mommy-in-law, his bunny papa, who are all immune to thorns somehow.
Stop! Your cacophony of misery proved my point like 4 times ago. You are too scared to break the rules or to even follow them well.
Buffet, come quick. We have a situation in the kids' play area on the climbing thing with the big bucket on the top that drops water sometimes.
On my way. Neil, you're not invited.
But I did hear where it is, and I do not have anything else going on.
Eat pool, fun sponge!
Come on.
Calm down, I'm here.
Well, freak out, cause it's bad. Captain Shack evacuated the kids to search the kid zone, but the shark hopped across the deck and now it's got him cornered.
It didn't work as I would have liked it to.
Wow. One apex predator against another. A great white shark versus our boss, past his prime basketball legend, Shaquille O'Neal. My money is on both.
Or, instead, we could work this out with words instead of biting and ducks. Put this headset on. We can't approach while it's circling Shaq, but we can use my finterpreter to communicate with the shark.
Shark.
My ear holes are burning. Are you guys talking about me, the shark?
Hello, shark. I'm Bargery Buffet, and I'm seeking a 100% stake in you getting out of here.
Hey, Bargery, I don't have a name because why would I? But it's really cool to meet you.
Wow, he's pretty charming.
I told you, sharks can be delightful conversationalists. Aren't they amazing?
Will you quit pacing? It's distracting.
I'm just excited. I never get to introduce people to my friends.
Anywho, I should probably scoot, so I'm just gonna eat Shaq real quick and get out of your scales.
No, Mr. Shark, you can't eat Shaq.
But he's the hugest guy anyone's ever heard of. He's like a feast for me. A Shark Shaq snack attack.
Let Shaq go, and we'll let you nibble on 10 other people.
Nope, we won't do that.
Well, then it becomes that thing of catching a lot of fish versus a big fish, and Shaq is the biggest fish in town.
Isn't it insensitive for a fish like you to use fishing metaphors?
I accept the world as it is, not how I'd like it to be.
You can't eat anyone. What else can we offer you?
Let's see. Okay, how about this? Let all my shark friends on board so we can safely migrate.
Aren't you supposed to be at the top of the food chain, Chumface?
Something beats every great predator, and that's a lot of plastic bottles. We had to leave because of pollution, pretzel breath.
He can smell my pretzel?
I don't know if we want to fill the pools of a sold-out cruise with sharks.
But then we'll never bother you again, sharks swear.
Here's an idea. Why don't we just shoot him?
Oh, try it. Just try it. I welcome it.
Good. Shaq, throw me your pistol.
Boy.
As if you know where my organs even are. Not even close.
Tell me where his organs are.
That's insanely unethical.
Come on. Just come over here. I'm gonna punch you in the nose.
Okay, great. I'll just stay right here.
Ah, he got me! My pretzel! He took my whole pretzel!
Okay, that's it. Fine. We'll transport your family.
And friends of the family. And my sister's ex. He's a good guy. You'll get Shaq back when we arrive.
Sound like a deal, Shaquille?
Being a businessman, my business philosophy has not failed me yet.
Splish, splish. Swim, swim, shark.
Is this a terrible idea?
Yeah, but water parks have plenty of those. Every slide is at the top of 200 sopping wet concrete stairs.
I'll make sure everyone stays in their rooms and prepare the pools for our guests.
And I'll find the perv who brought him here. It definitely was not you.
I swear.
Like you swore you didn't take apart the sink?
What would you do when you lose a squid down the drain?
Re-evaluate what led me to that point.
I have to go dechlorinate the gush plunge.
Hey, I think someone stole a bunch of go-karts.
We've got bigger fish to fry, Neil. The kind of fish that make dolphins look like Quakers.
Yeah, okay. What is the plan?
We're plopping sharks in the pools.
Should that be what we're doing?
Well, it is what we're doing. We've got to fill all these pools with Mother Nature's creepy douchebag nephew. A bunch of sharks.
Chapter 3. Buyer's Remoras.
Neil, just come in.
I was doing a secret knock. We're not supposed to be in the snack hut after hours.
One knock is not a secret knock.
But whoever would do that usually?
Just come on. Come on in. Sit down. Put on this headset.
What's in the souvenir cup? Ooh, is it a third soda for the price of one?
No, not everything is regular. I snatched this from the pool. It's an angular dorkfish sand shark. The dorkfish is born without teeth. Many ways, they're the Neil of sharks. So, you know, relate to the fish loser and make it tell us who's behind all this.
You need my help being the most lame? That's what I'm good at?
No, not good. It's what you're most at.
Ha, you complimented me. Hey, shark, how's it going?
I'll never tell you anything. Torture me all you want.
Did you torture the little shark?
I soda boarded him for a while, yeah. And there's more Pib Extra where that came from. Lie to me and you get the unsweetened brisk.
Hey, come on. Listen, shark, I get it. You were born without teeth. I was born without courage or an interesting personality.
Or wisdom, or general effectiveness, or...
Or really any muscle mass, it looks like.
Point is, we don't have what most people would define us by. We need to look out for each other. So please, who are you working for?
Wow. Okay, fine. I'll tell you. Her name is Professor Eat Shit, dweeb. Ha 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 ha!
Oh boy.
Even marine life won't respect you.
I disagree. I really related to that.
What was... Wait, flip him over. Well, hello there. I didn't know sharks this small could have a remora.
Aw, man, I'm not even the toothless shark. I'm a tiny suckerfish on that shark's belly.
Yeah, your life describes mine to a T, my dude.
Ugh, fine. Who are the sharks working for?
Don't you dare! I bet you eat my ectoparasites!
You can't push me around anymore. We suckers have a champion! It was Dr. Aquarium. She scuba dove under the boat, cut a hole in the deep pool, then sealed it after the sharks got in, before it got all whirlpool-y.
There's barely 6 inches of boat between the bottom of the deep pool and the water. It adds up.
Thanks, Remora. F you, shark.
I swear to you, if I had even one tooth.
Neil, can I live on you?
I guess for a little bit?
Yeah!
Now I can have a cool earring without the scary pain of clipping on a clip-on earring.
We're rebels together! Together!
Okay, sure. So it was the shark scientist, obviously. I guess that's that, right?
That certainly is not that.
Yeah, didn't feel like it would be.
Maybe next time, don't use my own radio to betray me. Come on out.
See, no one ever knocks just once. Oh, you got Mountain Dew in my eyes.
My sucker disc! It burns!
There we are. Why don't you hop onto the diving board for a sec?
I was gonna get going, so maybe
see
I'll...
See this remote?
I sure do.
I connected it to the water pressure system.
Nice, that's great. I've got an early morning, though,
these
so
pools are full to the brim with shark, and this ship has over 3,000 of those little pumps that shoot water out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
With a press of the button, I can flood every deck, leaving nowhere safe from my sharks. So you will do as I say.
Yeah, no, that's what I meant. Disagree to agree.
Such a sucker fish. You took the go-karts, too?
You know as well as I do that sharks belong at the top of the land food chain, too. So with those and my little water snorkels I built, I will finally put them there.
So when we dock in Long Beach...
My little car sharks will overtake their new home on Catalina Island. We'll set up a colony until their numbers are big enough to overtake the West Coast.
And the people on this boat?
They'll eat a lot of them. Not all of them. Maybe all of them. Definitely you.
I believed in you once, Kelpsy.
And you were right to.
I beat you. It was easy.
Jump in now, please, or I flood the boat.
There's only one shark in this pool, so bop him before he bops you with his monster teeth.
Start bouncing.
Better idea. I'll suck him right in the eyes.
Good call, little Neil. I have a son. I had a son.
That worked, which is dumb, but we need to get that remote.
Yeah, I should probably turn in, though.
No time! There she is!
Al, jeez. Fine. If you won't go in the pool will go in you.
What?
Get them, sharks! Get them anywhere you want!
After her!
Hammerhead coming out of the wave pool.
Bop! I knew that would work.
Tiger shark by the lifeguard stand.
Jump on the red rescue float onto the tube.
One with spots by that big mushroom-shaped thing that sprays water. I don't know what either is called.
Come on, up the ziggy-zaggy slide and onto the big flamingo floaty.
Whoa!
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 She ran up the stairs to the squash drop. It's the highest point, so there's nowhere else to go.
Let me come with you. Getting almost eaten by so many sharks just now made me realize I want to help more than I want to cower.
No, I need to do this alone. Maybe I can talk some sense into her, kill her.
And I'll help by moving my arms all around so she's distracted.
No, it's too dangerous for me. You're not interesting enough to be a diversion. Listen, Neil, look at the kids' zone over there.
Okay.
See Shaq? Still trapped by that same stubborn shark?
I have no other regrets. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. I know Shaq from Good Burger.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. He was in that. So next time you want to get in my way like this...
You mean be a good sidekick.
Just remember this. Hey, original shark! Eat up! Yeah.
Oh, come on. Aha! Finally! I'll eat you and then Shaq. Oh, him? Ugh. I don't... want to spoil my appetite, just go wait with Shaq and be leftovers? I'm not even the main course. This is the lamest way to kill me, bitch.
So drown in the big bucket, Neil. Your call.
Well, look who still isn't food yet. I always knew it was us who was the real tippy top of the food chain. It goes us, sharks, people, stingrays, dogs with talents, mean geese.
Give me the remote, Kelpsy.
Fine, but first you have to find it. While I sit comfortably up here in my tube like a dad.
No, come on!
Ha! I threw it! Hey, hands off my tube, Bartery. Wait, please. Don't squash drop me down that slide. Even my sharks will eat me if they get the chance.
If I bring you down the stairs, you'll just escape in a few weeks. Oh, but if they gobble you...
Bidge, please. Sure, I never changed our toilet paper roll. Sure, I kept horseshoe crabs in your Tupperware. And sure, I made an octopus too smart and he became your archenemy for a while.
Don't you dare mention Seth Lepard. Oh, I know I shouldn't kill you, but I really want to.
But it turns out the bunny really wanted to be thrown down there.
Okay, I get it.
With the bunny's mama's papa, who's dead and don't bring that up, and the bunny's feisty knees.
Get out of my head! But now I know why I shouldn't kill you. Because it's what you will want.
Did you say
really want? I said really. You want me to throw you down the slide. Your sharks won't eat you. They're too well trained. But I figured out your secret.
Well, fine. It's true. I always thought you were the best friend.
Shut up. Bad try. You can't splash mountain me because you didn't find a cure. The doctors said no transplant could save you. What they meant, as they always do, was no human transplant. You gave yourself a shark heart.
As if.
No one had ever tried it, because why would they? Even the doctors were all, ew, gross, please just die. That's why you run through lazy rivers now. Why you pace when you think. Why you're slowly becoming panicked that your legs can't touch the sides when I hold the tube like this.
Like I even care.
You always wanted to be like a shark, but you only got their most useless trait. If you stop moving, you'll die. Now. Call off your sharks.
Never.
Well, I, for one, can wait.
Fuck you, bitch. You were a bad roommate, and I'm not even gonna crash on your couch when I escape jail.
And I wasn't gonna offer.
Attention, all sharks. Quit it until further notice.
Now then, you stay up here till the cops arrive. Feel free to flail around to keep your heart pumping.
You think you're unsinkable, but one day you will go down. And not in the fun slide way. And then the sharks will gather, wearing comical bibs, and through rows and rows of toothy smiles they'll whisper, yum.
Yeah, okay. Whee!
Well, shark who it is.
Scram, scum. Your mom says you can't kill me.
Aw, but I'm just so hungry. Looks like I have to eat this remote I found.
No, give me that.
Just take it. It's right here. It's in my mouth.
Give me that. This isn't fair.
And then I'll see how many teeth I can fit around this giant hand.
He's dribbling me. I'm being dribbled.
Wow.
He shoots. He scores. Me. I'm home. Shark, shark, shark. Swim. Shark.
Nice work, Cap'n. As fine a shark dunk as ever.
You never disrespect an authoritative figure. They can make you pay.
Thanks for the remote, Shaq. Looks like we're once again all-star MVP heroes.
We make a hell of a partnership.
Yeah, you threw me to a shark, so you know. F yourself.
Jesus, Willikers, if attempted murder won't make you say fuck.
I'm done with you forever again. Be your own Watson, jerk.
I already was, especially if you mean the computer who's good at Jeopardy. You know why I did it, right, Shaq?
Yes.
It was the only shark who wouldn't eat him. But he had to think I tried to kill him, so he'd get out of my way.
And?
My way and Harm's way. Neils aren't meant to get brave, Captain Shaq. Had to put a stop to that one. Because if anything ever happened to Neil, I truly don't know whose Hulu account I'd use.
You're a good detective.
That means a lot coming from you, Shaquille O'Neal of the Lakers.
Yeah, it does. Because, you know, I developed a strategy. I ripped 3 urinals out the wall. I ripped 2 toilets up. That's just awesome to me.
That's great advice, but only for me, since I know which adventure of ours you're referring to. What times we've had, Shaquille.
We've had so many conversations. We will be the most talked about, the most enigmatic, the most controversial duo in the history of the game.
We sure are, buddy.
Do you remember what you told me when I first met you? You said you were going to be the finish it for me.
The drunkest stepmom you could look at. That's right. I said that verbatim. Let's go fire up that piña colada machine and hope there's no sharks inside. Or maybe just a little one for us to tickle.
thank you for joining us. Come back next week for Bardry Buffet in Incest in Jest.
Swimmy, swim, swim. Swimmy shark, swim. I'm a shark and I'm swimming. Blood? Back to swimming. I'm a shark. Shark, shark, shark. Oh, it's an otter. Not for me. Sharkity, shark, shark, shark. What's basketball? Sharkity, shark, shark, shark. Who is Shaq? I don't know. What? Is that a seal? Is that a wet, slippery dolphin? It's a boat propeller. No, a boat propeller. No!